Welcome to this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. I am board member and your host for the program, Terry Diener. The speaker series hosted by the Historical Society continues Wednesday, August 22nd, with a presentation on Civil War medicine. Bob and Rhonda Marut of Catawissa will be speaking. Doors open at 6:30 in the Boyd House next to the Montgomery House Museum. The program begins at 7. Admission is $5. Our thoughts go out this week to the people hard hit by heavy rains and flooding in the Susquehanna Valley. But just like their ancestors, the people of the area are resilient and they will bounce back. One of those hard hit areas was in the Exchange Anthony Township area of Montour County. And that leads into our topic this week. The village of Exchange lies in the valley between Muncie Hills, Turbotville, Washingtonville, and the west branch of the Susquehanna River. Founded in 1840 and named for the exchange of horses on the stagecoach route, this rural village became a hub of activity and growth. With many family farms in the area, businesses were necessary to serve the farmers. A tannery provided leather supplies and repairs, and a grist mill took care of the milling operations for families. Hotels supplied the visitors from the stagecoach with a room and a meal. Social activities such as the Exchange Grange and the Exchange Band served as outlets from the stress and work of the day. In 1906, Exchange became the only place in Montour County outside of the town of Danville to have a bank. Chartered on October the 19th, 1906, the Farmers National Bank was a brick building near the corner of the two main roads in the village. Chartered with capital of $25,000, the bank was organized by James Brannan, who was also the president through its existence. The vice president was Alfred Lichard, and James Ellis was the cashier. There were two unsuccessful bank robberies prior to 1931. The robbers entered through the coal window one time and through the door the second. Both times the vault door was dynamited, but both times the door held and the attempts were unsuccessful. In September of 1931, the bank was a member of the Federal Reserve System and had a total resource of just over $136,000. On October 29, 1931, a young man named Luther Shook was arrested in Williamsport and fined $80 for an auto accident. Since he did not have the money to pay the fine, the police released him to raise the money and then return. Luther drove home, picked up his father and a friend, then headed for Exchange. At 12:30 in the afternoon, James Denon, a cashier who was alone in the bank, was surprised by two men with pistols who tied his hands and feet and took off with $1,165 from the cash drawer. The two men ran out of the door, jumped into a car, driven by a third man who headed the sedan toward Turbotville. Denon managed to get loose and summoned the state police from Milton. A network of local and state police searched a 20-mile radius but didn't apprehend the men that day. A neighbor reported seeing the car sitting outside the bank but thought it was a customer. She didn't get a license number but did describe the car as an Oakland sedan. Another citizen reported an Oakland sedan forced his car off the Jerseytown Road. Several days later, James Brannan told the newspaper reporters the bank vault was on a timed lock, which opened in the morning to get ready for the day's business, was then closed, and reopened in the afternoon at closing time so the day's receipts could be put away. Brannan also reported the police had a valuable clue, which was expected to lead to arrests. That clue was fingerprints on the cash drawer. In April of 1932, three men, Luther Shook, who was 20, his father Reuben, and friend John Marley, who drove the car, were captured after robbing the Allenwood Bank, February the 8th of 1932, along with two other men who participated in that robbery. They were arrested for the Exchange Farmers Bank robbery, and the trial took place at the Montour County Courthouse. After a lengthy questioning, Reuben Shook broke down and cried as he described the story of the Exchange robbery. His son Luther showed no emotion on the stand, and John Marley looked like he was about to collapse and spoke in low tones. In the audience sat a 16-year-old girl who cried from the time she entered the courtroom until the room was cleared after the case. 4 months earlier, she had married Luther Shook on Thanksgiving Day. The three men were sentenced to 10 to 20 years of solitary confinement in the Eastern Penitentiary and a fine of $1,000 each for court costs. The sentence imposed was among the heaviest ever handed down in the local court. Judge Evans explained he gave the men the maximum sentence and would have imposed a longer one if possible. He then instructed the sheriff to take the men to the penitentiary within the next 10 days. On February the 6th, 1933, the Farmers National Bank and Exchange was absorbed by the Danville National Bank. The building was emptied and the property sold to James Brennan. In 1956, Donald and Elaine Robb bought the structure from James Brennan's estate and opened a welding and machine shop. In March of 1982, John and Elizabeth Denon purchased the property from the Robbs, and it remains in the Denon family. It's located in Exchange along Route 44. The Montgomery and Boyd House Museums remain open on Sundays through September. Montour County Historical Society members receive free admission, as do young people through grade 12. Civil War medicine will be the focus of our speaker series Wednesday evening, August 22nd, at the Boyd House in Danville with Bob and Rhonda Marut. Admission is $5. The program begins at 7 p.m. Well, thanks for listening to this week's podcast of History Speaks. I'm Terry Diener, inviting you to listen again next week.